Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Previously on Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast.
I want to thank you for introducing me to Lord Hawley.
Well, so, it's my pleasure to get you the booking.
There's a bone! That's just a bone!
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Yes, indeed! That is an actual bone!
I think the table's possessed! Wait a minute!
Whether you have public liability insurance or not, Hawley Festival has no intention of paying for you.
Namaste, everyone. It's Sunday morning here at the Healing Festival. And do you know what? Every morning at the festival, I get myself ready for the day with some simple yoga. Yeah, I start off with a standard tree pose or Vrikshasana. Palms together, leaning right forward on me palms, with effectively me knees just behind and above me elbows. And then I go into classic lotus position like that, very relaxed, and just breathe.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Is it Mr. C. Baptiste?
Yes?
A delivery for you.
Oh, right. Oh, Jesus, can you help me get up, love? Thank you. Oh, right, here we go. Lovely. Now, this has come from my sister, Karen, in Bolton. Good girl. Ha-ha! Incense candles. All the labels are written in some kind of Indian script. That's how we like it. Very authentic. Oh. Hey, you coming to this toxic masculinity class with me?
Well, no. She didn't say I had to go.
Oh, come on. I'm too nervous to go on my own.
I don't need to go. There's nothing toxically masculine about my outlook. You see, the thing is, it's all about your upbringing. That's all that comes down to.
What are you saying about my upbringing?
Not a hell of a lot. It's too embarrassing. Come on, for a start.
My mother was a decent
Animals.
Lady. My mother was a decent lady who brought us up properly.
Oh, here we go. In my
gentlemen,
day... No, listen,
gentlemen
don't talk a load
of shit. In and out of your front door, weren't they? In and out. Your mother had barely time to answer the door, get them to take the shoes off and out the other end, wasn't it?
I'll thank you for that. We had a boot room in our house. Yeah,
your mum was in it, the old boot.
Nobody came in the door unless they were invited. Not at your place. It was a thoroughfare. I'm telling you. Oh, aye. They modelled turnstiles on the traffic that went through your ma's front door. I'm telling you.
How dare you?
Your mother's...
How dare you?
Your front door had a clicker on it. I would go back and have a look at it. It's probably still there. It's probably been to zero that many times. It's fucking steam coming out of it.
Oh, how dare you say that about my mother?
My
mother,
mother was
ridden.
Very good. Your mother had a revolving fanny. Come on now.
Role models? Role models? Yeah. There were that many blokes going in and out of your door. You didn't know who was your dad, who was your uncle, who was your granddad, who was the paper boy, who was
role
the butcher
model.
Baker, candlestick maker. In and
well,
out,
that was
weren't
your
they?
Mother,
literally,
wasn't it?
In, out, in, out.
Ah, role models. Don't talk to me about that. Your mother shagged every baker this side of Warburton's. Forget festivals. This is your mother. Roll up, come and see the bird behind the cage, pump all the tradesmen in the village. Roll up, this is Clinton's mother, she's ready for anybody. 410 men a year.
Oh, Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast Series 3, The Healing Festival, Episode 3.
Morning, everyone. It's Clinton and Ramon, isn't it?
Morning.
Morning, mate.
Ah, right. I'm going to stop you there. Where does the term mate come from?
And we're off.
Right, mate comes from the medieval German term, Gemeinschaft, which literally means to share meat together at table. Immediately it conjures up images, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah, yeah, violent masculinity, almost savagery, the tearing of meat, yeah?
Yeah.
I prefer the term brother or friend. Let's start with a question. Who said male strength does not come from physical capacity, but from an indomitable will?
Is it Jeff Capes?
Mahatma Gandhi.
All right.
Right, so, let's strip off.
What was that?
Oh, it's something I like to do. A chance to expose our frail bodies to the elements and recognise our weaknesses. Vulnerable in the face of Mother Nature, yeah?
You're kidding, aren't you?
Not at all.
It's freezing the winter.
I don't really want to do this.
Okay, excuse me. This is about weaponising the male body and yet not using it as a tool of aggression. I'm naked and I'm very comfortable. Look at the guys here. Very relaxed. What's to be embarrassed about?
Oh, God, okay. I suppose it's nothing really. I mean, we're all the same, aren't we? Our bodies are the same. Absolutely no different to each other. Bloody hell!
Why, that's... Well, I'll have to kick it dry.
And that's my point. This workshop is literally saying it's not about men comparing manhoods. Not important. I mean, whether on the one hand you're Ramon or Clinton here.
Oh, cheers.
And now... I can't get it out of my head. And now I think we should begin our journey through the woods, something I call a walk to humble ourselves. Right, now, can you feel how we are as naked and as fragile as the plants, yeah? Yet, do you see plants being aggressive?
No.
Ow! Bloody stinging nettles!
Oh, just a second, everyone. What's happened?
I've been stung!
Right, sorry, friends. Clinton's been stung on the penis. I'm sure I can get a dock leave.
Oh,
it's all right. There's one here, I think.
Oh, dear, has that swelled up?
Well, it's hard to tell. I don't know what stung you. Must have been. What the fuck? I've seen a bigger woodbine. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, when he coughs, his willy pops out, but he needs the whooping cough to keep the fucking hang out. Well, that might make it more presentable.
Right, please, Ramon. Right, listen, everyone. Yeah, just keep walking on ahead. Right, let me rub that for you.
No, honestly.
No, seriously, apologies. I should have led you away from those nettles, I insist. It won't take a second.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, I can't even watch.
There you go.
I want to see it. Oh, that's nice. Hilarious. Awesome. Oh, for...
Let nature make it better, yeah? Right, that better?
Yeah, can you not spit on it, please?
Oh, that's good.
There is mediumship in the Great Hall tonight at 10 p.m. A word of warning from Ashok Dokia, who says spirits have indicated they won't be present for an audience of less than 7, which rather disappointingly happened last night. So do get your tickets and he will try asking them again.
Yeah, just setting up my incense stool with this stuff. It's called, let me see, what is it I've got here, what she sent me? Incense of Gushala. And contains Gaumatra and Golbar. Oh, sounds very exotic. Actually, I've sold quite a few already. I've barely got my trestle table up. This bloke next door in the falafel stall brought a whole box. Oh, Christ, is that Lucinda again?
Hi, Clinton. I heard about the male masculinity class.
Look, I'm not going back. It wasn't for me, I'm afraid. That's all.
I know. I just wanted to say sorry.
That's all right. Not your fault that Nathan was such a weirdo.
No, I mean about your thing.
What?
It's just awful how men are supposed to derive all their sense of self-worth from the size of their manhood, but it's really such a tiny, insignificant part of who you are.
Yeah, no need to rub it in, love.
Anyway, this looks interesting.
Yeah, it's all based on Indian spirituality, this stuff. It will purify and has a number of healing qualities. In fact, it will heal all areas of the body. They're from the Maharashtra region.
Oh, Pune?
Yeah, it can heal that and all.
It's an area of India?
Yeah, I know it is.
But actually use some from my workshop in the Gaia tent. Say, 6 of them?
Wonderful. 6? That'll be £30. For you, Lucinda, shall we say, what, £29.50?
Right, thank you.
Namaste.
Ah, namaste, Mr. Ramon. I've been hearing all about you at the mail workshop.
Why?
Yes. Nathan said you certainly got involved. Threw off your clothes. Admirable.
Well, I don't mind getting naked. It's a good workshop. It's impressive.
I heard it was very impressive.
Oh, well.
Right, better go, Lucinda. Ramon, do you think you could just watch the stall while I go and do my next seminar?
Eh? Oh, aye, okay.
Right, I've got me float in there. Don't mix up the empty boxes with the full ones. They're over there. Careful of the dodgy leg on this trestle table, all right? And finally, try not to trip over your massive penis while you're serving. You all right? Now, listen, if there's any justice in the world, then people who do good things will be rewarded. Not always as they expect. It might be good health, a win on the lottery, or something work-wise, like appearing on BBC Two, maybe even at this festival, who knows. But conversely, people who do bad things will be punished. Oh, yes. It's not for me to say, but they know who they are. Judas Iscariot, Hitler, Brian Taylor from Bolton Gazette's Showbiz Review column. But what I'm saying is we should all Clinton. Try to do good.
Clinton.
Oh, God, what have I done now?
Hello. It's David Whiteley. Can I just say, I was at one of your gigs a couple of years ago.
Readings.
In Barnstable in 2018, and if you'll permit me, I would just like to tell a story. The thing is, when I went to see your show, I was in a very, very vulnerable place, and my wife had just left, and our dog was very ill, so I was just about to get kicked out of my flat, as a matter of fact, and, effectively made homeless, and I hoped that you would show me a way forward.
Yeah, all right, before you have a pop, I'm not a bleeding miracle worker.
No. You know, you you might recall that you connected me with my granddad, who told me I should take more chances in life as the rewards would be huge. Now, honestly, this is true. As I was leaving your show that night, I was crossing the road. I didn't see the bus swinging round the corner until it was almost on me.
Oh, crap. Well, that blimey, that's not my fault.
I stumbled, and I fell, and I only just rolled out the path of the bus, right? I got up, shaken, and I found myself wandering into a newsagent's just in front of me, and I felt somehow weirdly invigorated, and I decided, after what my granddad had said, on that spot, right there, to buy a scratch card. Well, that Wednesday evening, I came away with £1 million.
Yeah. Well, thank you, David. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming and telling us that. See, this is what I mean by karma.
My life has changed completely. I was able to get the best treatment for my dog, and I bought a small flat outright, and you know, I've never been happier.
Well, that's marvellous.
But here's the thing, yeah? I wanted to, you know, find a way to pay my good fortune back, yeah?
Really? Well, that's wonderful. Can I just say, quite honestly, spirits do look poorly upon those who don't pay their dues,
right,
to those that actually did help them in the first place.
I absolutely agree, which is why I use the rest of the money to set up a small business providing help for the homeless so that no one would find themselves in a situation like me.
Yes.
And now I operate a small shelter in North Devon, providing mental health support and small loans to homeless people trying to get back on their feet.
Yeah, and that's all well and good, David, but are you sure it's a good idea to be giving free money to the homeless? Not being funny, but you know what they're like, that lot. You think they're going to pay it back? I mean, you ever said to a homeless person, here, can you hold this for a second? Of course you haven't, not if you want to see it again. Know what I'm saying?
Well, no, that's not been my experience. I mean, the people in my shelter just, you know, they just need a safety blanket, really.
And you provided them with blankets. Lovely. Job done. Finished. However...
No, yeah, well, actually, I was just speaking figuratively.
Yeah, I'm just sort of wondering why you don't pay the money forward to someone who actually helped you get it. But hold on. Blow me. That's what the spirits are telling me just now that you should do.
Well, actually, no, as a matter of fact, that is exactly what I was just about to get round to saying.
At last! Fabulous! Right.
No, I do recognise that, and that's why I've...
Yes?
I've put up a plaque.
Balls.
You sorry?
Carry on.
I've had a dedication plaque put up in the shelter.
Okay, well, that is something, I suppose.
Officially designating it the Terence Whiteley Shelter.
Who the fuck... Who's Terence Whiteley, then?
It's my granddad. It was... It's all down to his message.
Bit of a shame, really. Not a shame for me. It's your money. I wasn't going... Actually, let me tell you about your granddad.
Sorry?
Yeah, I didn't want to say at the show at the time, but actually, your granddad didn't say fuck all about a lottery ticket.
He didn't?
No. No, that's sadly, he was too busy railing about the state of the country and going off about the you-know-who's coming over and destroying the English way of life. How can I put it, David? He was less Clive Dunn, more Tommy Robinson, your dear old grampy. And frankly, I was too embarrassed to say anything at the time. Yeah, I was, yes. So I did you a favour and gave you my own tip-off about taking chances instead. And if the spirits are correct... I really should get a small acknowledgement by way of some sort of monetary stipend, if you will, from the prophets.
Well, just doing what I thought my granddad would have wanted.
Yeah, your granddad. I mean, like Ian Duncan Smith sound like Lily Allen's more right-on sister. I said to him, I said, sponging scum! The homeless been strong, isn't it, Grandad? Not pleasant. Not my words, David, his words. Terence Whiteley.
Whiteley.
Whatever. Different times, but his words nonetheless. Still up to you, isn't it? Right. Calm. I tell you what, quite honestly, I'm not sure I'd bother helping people if that's the thanks I get. Can you sit down, please, David? In fact, I tell you what. Oh, hold on. Watch this. Yeah, I'm just picking up the lottery numbers for this Saturday. What's that, Spirit World? Double rollover? Sorry, share the numbers with the audience. I don't think so. I don't get nothing back, see? No. When I win, I'm going to spend it all on myself. Yeah, none for you. I'm going down Marks and Spencer's. Steak I'm going to get. Yeah, thought that would offend you all. Steak. And for afterwards, I'm going to have some of that expensive caramelised cream what's all posh with salt in it and that. Fill your boots, Clinton. I've had nothing, me, but you middle-class do-gooders... David, I'll tell you what, mate, never mind the homeless. Here's 20 quid. Get your teeth done. Every time you open your mouth, it's like looking at a burnt fence, mate. Very humble of you, David, wasn't it? Yeah, very humble to tell everyone you've given to charity. You can all go. Go on. I think there's a middle-class self-congratulatory circle-jerk workshop in the big tent at 4 o'clock. Go on, get lost! I'm off down the newsagents to pick me 6 winning numbers. Right, thank you. Out, please.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Quite enlightening, I thought, for some people in there. Maybe this is turning round this weekend. In fact, bloody hell, there's Lord Hawley. Excuse me. Oh, you're right, it's Lord Hawley everywhere.
Yeah. I hear you've been doing terribly well.
Did you?
Yes.
Great. Oh, well, that's lovely to hear. It's nice when people, you know, really get my work.
Yeah.
I sort of feel like... I feel like a wider audience should see my work, really. I mean, this BBC Two thing,
Have you had any more thoughts on who they could film?
Well, we'll have to see. I have all sorts of things you can see around you that could feature as our headline for the BBC programme. We've got mediumship.
Well, that's what I
regression,
do.
Maybe.
I can regress people. I can do that.
Or Reiki therapy.
I'd be good at that.
Indian laughing therapy.
Honestly, I'd have them pissing themselves.
Astral body projection. Now, that is my absolute fascination.
I can actually do that. I've got experience of...
Oh, my God. What is that terrible smell? Oh, my goodness. Above and beyond.
You, what the bloody hell is going on?
You talking to me?
Is it your stall that's been selling the incense sticks next to my kitchen?
Yeah, you sell the falafels, is that right?
The incense I brought from you, they stink like cow slurries.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realise that the candles are a Hindu temple. I thought that's why you bought them, you know. Like,
what?
Because they're from your lot, sort of thing.
From my... Well, from Cyprus.
Oh, right, OK. Hold on, let me sort this out. What the bloody hell have you sent me, Karen?
Well, I bought the ones you asked for.
Well, what are they?
Mr. Ragaswamy said that they're a special cow dung incense and they're used to purify Hindu temples. In India, he said they are known as... deeply sacred.
Cow dung? Well, at this festival, they're known as financially ruinous.
Oh, I didn't know, did I? All the instructions in the main box they came in were in Tamil. Oh, I forgot to say, Mr. Ragaswamy told me that they shouldn't be used in a confined space.
Why didn't you tell me all this?
I've had a lot on my mind, haven't I, Quinton? Stuart keeps saying he's going to leave me. Now the cat keeps retching every 5 minutes. I think she's got a fur ball stuck in her throat.
You, excuse me, yeah. What have you sold me? That incense has absolutely stunk out my tent.
Yeah, well, they're considered sacred in Hindu culture.
You've walked in on my workshop, you've pissed in my clogs, and now you're stinking out my workshop. You're a very, very selfish man.
Look, Lucinda, it's clearly a mistake, all right? I'm not a selfish man. I've done everything you've asked me to. I even went to flipping caring, sharing new man workshop, and I am no misogynist, you moany old bitch.
You are wafer thin. You're toxic. I don't like many men. And let me tell you that I particularly don't like you.
You know, for my final thoughts tonight, I'd like to say this. There are many different cultures and ideologies, therapies, philosophies in this world. All of them are rich and interesting in their own way, but some of them, let's be honest, are absolute bollocks. What's wrong with keeping your clothes on, eating a nice bag of chips, and not stinking the place out with joss sticks? Guineppies. Be honest, it makes me long for the cabaret circuit. Anyway, good night, everyone. I'm turning in early.
Listen, I need a favour.
What?
Gonna just make yourself scarce for an hour or so.
Why? No, balls.
No, come on, don't cock block me.
Oh, come on, Ramon, I'm tired. Who do you want to bring in here?
It doesn't matter. Remember what I did for you in Torquay?
Oh, yeah, OK. Oh, my God, it's you, the fanny lady.
Yes, it is. So what?
What, with King Dong here? Who did you call wafer thin earlier?
Yeah, and? Yeah. What of it? You see, despite my uniquely feminine spiritual plane and ultimately my hatred for the patriarchy, occasionally, like anyone else, so what? I like a nice, big, hard cock...
Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast Series 3 was written by Alex Lowe and Josh Cluderay, with contributions from Lewis McLeod. It was produced by Cornelius Mendez. It's an 1129 production, and Clinton Baptiste appears courtesy of Goodnight Vienna Productions. Spirits, fading now. Fading now. For exclusive Clinton Baptiste Healing Festival t-shirts and other merchandise, go to 11-29media.com/Clinton-Baptiste. Trips off the tongue, that address, I think you'll agree. And to receive a regular Clinton podcast newsletter, go to ClintonBaptiste.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.